produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
The Bible says it became sin once you knew it was wrong. It was already wrong, but once you knew it was wrong, then there's accountability for sin. How about that? So when the law said it's wrong to do something, are you hearing me? So you know, going to the cross, according to this verse, is a foregone conclusion. The enemy was already defeated, even though he didn't know it, because God swore by himself when he made that promise. Are you hearing me? So he couldn't allow it to fail after that, because he's now accountable. He's now on the hook. Are you hearing me? In other words, it wasn't a maybe. You know how your parents tell you maybe? We'll see. Okay, we'll see. No, God says it's going to happen. In other words, you can go ahead and consider it done, because there's no way it can fail, amen, after that happened. Amen. Hallelujah. The fact that it is immutable allows grace for you to consider it more than possible. It's more than you saying, this might happen. It means it's already done. If it can't fail, it's already done. Just time is the only issue. Time is the only issue. Are you hearing me? It exists in the spirit. God made it exist in the spirit. Your faith makes it manifest in the natural. Yeah, yeah. How much of it was done in the spirit, hallelujah, you'll see, amen, when you get to heaven. In other words, of the stuff that's done in the spirit, how much of it manifests? Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, your faith brings things to pass. God promised the children of Israel a promised land. Some got to see it, some didn't. Some died in the wilderness. They looked from heaven and saw those that were in the promised land eating the fruit of it. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I don't want us to be in a situation. I don't want to be in a situation where I get to heaven and go, there's my Bentley. There's my fixed marriage. You know what I mean? There's my Fortune 500 company that, you know, God gave me a revelation for, but it never got past me sewing clothes in my bedroom. Are you hearing me? It's already done, but through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. Okay, am I helping anybody? Faith is important. Inherit, enjoy the fruits of it. So immutability tells us to not disbelieve the promises of God. So my question is, was the promised land a promise? I'm talking about to the folk that died in the wilderness. Was it a promise? Right? Was it an actual place? Did it already exist? The spies went over there and proved that, right? Did it flow with milk and honey? Yes, it did. Did somebody go in? Yes, they did. And the Bible says the ones who didn't go in were the ones who had what? Stiff necks and hard hearts. So it was a promised land, and it manifested to those who believed. The children of Israel wanted to go in, amen, after the threat. In other words, it was a promised land, and they said, okay, God said, well, no, you can't go in now. Okay, well, let's go and go in. You're going to die in his will. Okay, let's go and go in. He said, no, don't go in now. If y'all go in there now, y'all going to die. Because you still ain't going in faith. You're going out of fear of the threat. Yeah. You don't have the faith to operate in this promise. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is bigger than you. It's bigger than your skills. It's bigger than the abilities you were born with. Faith is bigger. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Faith, in the same sense, it's bigger than your challenges. It's bigger than your struggles. The reason why your struggles seem so large, because you measure your struggles against your abilities and your friends, and you don't measure your struggles against your faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says Abraham, by faith, had a child at 100 years old. Sarah was 90. By faith, he became the father of everybody that's saved. Are y'all hearing me? By faith. Not by skill set. I don't think Abraham defeated those kings because he was such a skilled warrior. He defeated those kings because he believed in his God. I don't think David defeated the Goliath. They said that Saul was somewhere between 6'4 and 6'6. David was a little bitty dude. He didn't defeat Goliath because he had better success in the gym. Are you hearing me? He said, "You come at me with swords and spears." He said, "But I come at you in the name of the Lord. And the power and the authority of grace." Verse 6, we got to get out of here. 34 minutes. I'm going to try to get you the gun in less than 10. "But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham." We're talking about Melchizedek. "And blessed him that had" what?
"Promises."
Who's got promises in this place? Come on, let's read. We got to get out of here. We got to get out. "And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better." That's good news. He said, there is no contradiction to this reality. I'm blessed. I'm the less. Jesus is the better. That makes me qualified for everything I need. Everything I desire according to the word of God, that makes me qualified to win. That makes me qualified as an overcomer. That makes me, are you hearing what I'm saying? The less, he said, without contradiction, there is no example. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. There is nothing I cannot overcome according to the word of God. Now, I can't believe God for somebody else's wife. That ain't according to the word of God. And that ain't according to Miranda either. Are y'all hearing me? I can have victory. Are y'all hearing me? He said, "And here men that die receive tithes." To my the Levites, to my Aaron's boys. "But there he receiveth them, of whom it is witnessed what that he liveth." Come on, let's get out of here. Verse 9. "And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid them in" what? "Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him." I ain't going to be able to break this out. Time ain't going to let me do it. I want to show you how the Bible says that we did some stuff. See, some of this stuff you're wondering about why I will go and say this to you. Some of the stuff you're wondering why it happened to you, you were in somebody when you did some stuff. And I know that might be a struggle for you. Well, how? Wait a minute now. What do you mean? I just want to be held accountable for stuff I remember. You were in somebody. See, the reason why it made sense for all men to be in a fallen state when Adam sinned is because all men were in him when he did it. Okay, let me say it this way, because you're not, "Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember that." "I don't remember doing that. I don't remember eating no apple. I don't remember whatever the fluke was." What it's saying is that Adam the whole embodiment of Adam agreed. So if it had been Latifah would have done it. Are you him? If it had been Moreland would have. Had it been Elijah would have done it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because we were in him. So it says that he was in, he says, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. So he's saying that, watch this, we're going to see this. This is a good thing here. That Adam thing is a bad thing. He said, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Come on, verse 11. Come on, we got to get you out of here. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? So in other words, you see what I'm saying? This is talking about, amen, he says, why was there not a need for there to be another one? Come on, verse 12. I'm trying to get you out of here. For the priesthood being changed, the priesthood being what? Say it again. Say it again. The priesthood being changed. So the Levitical priesthood was changed after the order of what? Melchizedek. There is made a necessity of change also of the what? Law. So the law changed, right? Because it was just a shadow to say, you know what I mean, what's right and wrong. In other words, God is just trying to let you know when he said, thou shalt do no murder. You know, he really does mean, even though you don't have the power, you know, to control your actions to a degree, without Jesus' help and aid, right? You can fall into situations, right? It is saying to us, amen, that, you know, murder is wrong. You know, when God says, thou shalt do no murder, he really does mean stop killing folk. He's not saying, oh, you can keep killing now, Jesus has come. He really does mean stop. And that falls under the other one, commandments too. He really wants you to stop lying. Now that you say. He really does. He really does. Well, ain't nobody perfect. No, this ain't about that. This is about you stopping lying. Laziness likes excuses. Are you hearing me? I don't want to stop lying. It gets me out of situations. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe. It's saying that it changed, right? There was a tribe of Levi, right? And it says, because Levi, Aaron had all these sons, right? And it says, you know, that he says of him who these things, and of course, when we're talking about the tribes, we're talking about now, we're talking about, obviously, we're talking about Jacob, right? Of he whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Come on. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of what? Judah, not Levi. Of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Why did God not give him that revelation? Because he didn't want the devil to know it. And it is yet far more evident so that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there riseth another what? Priest. Come on. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Come on. There's so much I want to tell you, but I'm not going to be able to tell you today. Time ain't going to lie. For he testified, we're going to go to verse 22. For he testified, thou art a priest forever, for what? Ever, after the order of Melchizedek. Come on. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Come on. Talking about the law. For the law made nothing perfect. That's why you understand. That's why you needed a better covenant. The law didn't make perfect. It just lets you know. It wants you to know that killing was wrong. Yeah. See, they were killing. Cain killed Abel. God asked him about it. I don't know where he at. He killing, lying. I don't know, no way yet. Who am I? My brother's keeper? The law says, no, this is wrong. But bringing in of a better hope did. That's the new covenant. By a better hope, the new covenant. We're under this new covenant. See, the old covenant says, are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, the old covenant says that you can't help it. The new covenant says the blood gives you the power to do so. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto what? God. Now you can draw near to God. Are y'all hearing this? Get near to God. So once you got saved, you're supposed to get near to God. You're not supposed to get saved, come on somebody, and a little dab-a-doo until heaven shows. And as much as not without an oath, he was made what? Priest. Come on. I think there's two more verses here. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Come on. No father, no mother, no end of days, right? By so much was Jesus made a surety of, it says, a better testament. Hallelujah. You know, when we look at this, and we're not going to do those other scriptures, all right? When we look at this, God is saying to us, amen, that he's letting us know that these things happen in our lives, and this sin condition under Adam affects everybody because everybody was in him when he did it, amen. And so we deal with, amen, the penalty or the benefit from what was happening generationally. In other words, unless, you know, somebody is teaching them bad, amen, my sins, come on, somebody, don't affect them, you know, after they're born. In other words, Adam's sin, his sins affected everybody because everybody was in him when he sinned. If I sin, what I do affects my son and my daughter because they're in me when I did it. Once they come out, all they got to do is what I did before they came out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a sin nature. There's a sin condition. Amen. I'm not talking about the born again experience. There's a sin nature. There's a sin condition. But what I'm saying, because everybody was in Adam, everybody was affected by Adam's actions. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to put it this way. Cain was affected by his actions. So when there's a generational curse in a family, it's because of something granddaddy did. Above and beyond what Adam did. Is it making sense now? Are you hearing me? But thank God that now that you out, little C, you can plead the blood. Are you hearing me? Over whatever daddy did. So it don't affect you. Now you can pray for me, but you plead the blood to break the generation curse. That's breaking it off of you. And what's inside of you. Are y'all hearing me? So the power of an endless life. Now, you got to pray for your child once they come out. That's why you want to live right while they still in. So they don't start with one foot in the bucket. Are y'all hearing me? And you want to teach them to live right so that they don't start seeing. You know, how many times you say, well, you know, I can't believe my son did this. Well, if you just think back a little bit, you probably found out you did it. And so it's working in them because they were in you when you did it. And not only that, you're teaching them bad habits while they're growing up around you. That's right. We learn from. It's just like you take somebody who can sing. We say, you know what, singing runs in families. Well, tone probably does. In other words, you know, you can't teach tone. In other words, the melody, the beautiful melodic, right? But hitting notes and stuff, that's a muscle. Them children were sitting up in there on that chair while you were in choir practice all while they was growing up, watching you learn how to get your voice, how to sing with your diaphragm and so on and so forth. So they got your tone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But they're learning from watching. You at home in the mirror, Lord, I love you. And you're going on, and they're learning from you. You understand what I'm saying? So, yes, there is a generational thing. It flows in families. Are you here? But at the same time, they learning muscle tone and stuff from you. They watch you all. They growing up watching you do it. And they're learning those things. And it's the same way in life as it relates to everything you do. A child has a better chance of doing good if he's got a father that shows him a proper example and corrects him when he does wrong. What we got on the earth right now is children that are doing all kinds of, and I'm quitting. We got children that are doing all kinds of crazy things because they had all kinds of crazy examples or no example at all, and they were left for the world who don't like God to tell them how to do things. And so now they don't want to hear nothing about God. You can't even tell them. You got to show them. So when they get to a certain place in life, they'll recognize, are you hearing what I said? You got to pray for them, and you got to show them. You can't even tell them. You know, the only thing is, and I mean figuratively speaking, not literally, the only thing that's against the law is talking about God and God's word. Everything else, everybody got liberty to do. You can't talk about stuff we talk about in here, out there, in some kind of environment where somebody can hold you accountable for what you said. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And somebody said something so profound, they said it to me yesterday. I don't even remember who it was, who told me. They said, we're now experiencing what people are experiencing and other nations have been experiencing, are and have been experiencing. They can't talk about Jesus in other nations. Are you hearing me? We're not experiencing what they've been experiencing all along. It's going to come a time where you're going to have to make up your mind. Will Jesus still be your Lord if your life is at stake? It's coming. Are y'all hearing me? But God makes promises to his people by two immutable things. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. Are you hearing me? And that he holds himself accountable to the manifestation of that promise. And says every example, and I'm through, y'all can stand to your feet. Every example that we've seen of God, when God made a promise, he already did it before you showed up. Jesus went to the cross before we ever saw him. The Bible says he went to the cross before the foundations of the world. 2,000 years ago was just the manifestation of it. 2,000 years was just time catching up with what had happened in the realm of the spirit. Are you hearing me? Okay. That's what it's saying. And so what I'm saying is, the promise God made you, it's already done in the spirit. Use your faith so you can see it now, so you don't have to see it in heaven and go, man, I wish I could have believed. I wish I could have drove that Bentley when I was on earth. I wish I could have got my liver healed when I was on earth. I wish I could have got my situation worked out. You mean that was the guy I was supposed to marry right there? He good looking too. I'm speaking from a woman's perspective now. I got to clear that up because if somebody out there might be like, no, brother, nah. Father, we thank you that by two immutable things, you made us great. And we trust you to work the power of deliverance in our life, the power of healing, the virtue of the spirit. We want to be like an Abraham. We want to see the things that you have ordained for our lives manifest and come to pass. We want to extend beyond our weaknesses, our propensities, our frailties, the things that are the Adam in us, so we can do the things that are the Jesus in us. God manifested in greatness so that we can see it fulfilled every day of our life. We thank you for the power of testimony, God, manifesting in greatness and doing wonders in every area of our life, oh God. We thank you. And we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Two immutable things. You're not unrighteous. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. And you're accountable to make it happen. Because of this, we trust you. Come on, y'all. Renew your trust. Renew your faith. Wherever there's weaknesses, renew your trust and your faith. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. We're in prayer. Come on. Wherever there's a doubt, wherever there's a question, Wherever there's a weakness, come on. Wherever you're saying, amen. Wherever you look at something and you wonder, come on, say, God, hallelujah. Renew my trust and my confidence to see great things manifest so that my life will not fail to manifest the exceeding great and precious promises of God. Hallelujah. Man, I want to stay in this, but I got to let y'all go. Put your hands together, y'all. Let's tell the Lord thank you.
Prophetic is a broadcast of Cedric and Miranda Taylor Ministries, pastors of Koinonia Christian Center Church in Cordova, Tennessee of the USA.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.